You a couple of songs and see if we can get through it without goofing up too bad. The first tune we're going to play is a reel from the Shetland Islands. It's called Robertson's Reel. Ready, fellas?
Let it in.
I don't play a lot of that Celtic stuff, but I just wanted to do it. Okay, this is Bill Dudley on the left here. He's been coming since 1976, I believe. Yeah, and he's listed in the program as playing with a multitude of bands, which he has done over the years. I'm Lloyd Baldwin. I live down the river a little ways in Branford, Florida, and I've been coming here since. Well, it's kind of fuzzy in the beginning, but somewhere around 1977 or 78, so they decided they had to do something for us since we were getting so old. And this is Bill Mansfield. He's on his second tour of duty in Florida. He's a banjo picker from North Carolina. Our next tune is Before the Days of Women's Liberation and Feminism. It's called Kitchen Girl. It's an old reel. Okay. Thank you. he was going to get to play with us since
the
he's.
Language.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we played a couple of dances recently under the name Dudwin Field. We managed to work all our last names in it somehow. We told Bill, since he's not old enough to be on the dirt design team, that he would have to sing for his supper.
The design team for dirt.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not old enough to be a legacy yet, so we're going to get him to sing an old song called The Preacher and the Bear.
It's based on a true experience, I think.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, this was the song my mother used to sing me to sleep with when I was just a little kid, so I hope it's a bit early to put you all to sleep, but... We'll hope y'all will enjoy it.
Is this in G?
G.
D.
Yeah.
Start with that turnaround. A preacher went out to hunt one day. It was on a Sunday morn. Even though it was against his religion, he took his gun along. He caught himself some very nice quail, one little measly hare. He was on his way, returning home, when out jumped a great big bear. That bear walked up to the preacher to see what he could see. That man of God was scared to death and run up a nearby tree. The bear sat down on the ground to wait while the preacher climbed out on a limb. He raised his eyes to the Lord in the skies, these words he said to him. Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You saved old Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fire furnace of the good book do declare. Oh Lord, if you can't help me, for God's sakes, don't you help that bear. Must have been all night. Said, Lord, if you don't help me, there's gonna be a terrible fight. It's just about then that the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. It's a sight to see that man start running before he hit the ground. He hit the ground with a terrible crash and set out on the run. Said, if that bear catches up with me, it ain't gonna be much fun. The bear stayed right after that man, didn't want him to get away. As they went running out of sight, that preacher was heard to say, oh Lord, he delivered Daniel from the lion's den. You saved old Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fire furnace of the good book do declare. Oh Lord, if you can't help me, for God's sakes, don't you help that bear.
Amen, brother. Okay, well, I'm a Florida cracker, but I lived in Alabama for a while. And while I was there, we used to, up around Birmingham, we played for a lot of dances, and there's a gentleman named Lotus Dickey who used to come in from Indiana. He was a fiddle player, and he taught us a bunch of tunes while he was up there. And this next tune we're going to play is called Lotus Dickey's Farewell, because the last time he came down, in key of D, last time he came in to Birmingham, he played this tune to see if anybody knew the name of it. He said he used to play it many years ago, and he couldn't remember the name. But he played it and left it with us. We never did find out what it was named. He died from a heart attack a couple of months later, so we just call it Lotus's Farewell. Thank you. Things down a little bit and get in a more romantic mood. We always like to sing a love song, so we're going to sing you an Appalachian ballad about a lady and the outlaw she was in love with. And I don't know what it is about ladies and outlaws, but outlaws seem to have a lot better luck than fiddle players. But this tune is called The Old Maid and the Burglar. You know me. This is in G.
Three, four. I will sing you a song of a burglar man who wanted was thinking about all the money he'd get as under the bed he lay. But then at 9 o'clock he saw a sight that made his hair turn gray. Got to look under the bed. Well, she pulled out her teeth and her big false eye, the hair right off of her head. That burglar man had 21 fits as he rolled out from under the bed. Prayer is answered at last. I've got me a man. I have waited for 41 years and more. You're the only chance I will get. I'll buckle on to you, old boy. I'll not lose this new bed. Out of a drawer, a revolver she drew, into this poor burglar said, "Young man, if you don't marry me, I will blow off the top of your head." Well, he looked at her teeth and her big false eye. He found no place for to scoop. He looked at the old maid standing by and said, "Woman, for the Lord's sake, shoot!"
Okay. Well, that's our love song. So we're going
to
end it abruptly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play one more tune for you. We're going to take it out with a breakdown from Alabama. Just show you we are a bunch of Deep South boys. This is a tune called Alabama Gals. I learned it from a fiddler named James Bryan, who lives up in Mentone, Alabama, up in the northeast corner of the state. He's a good old mountain fiddler, so... This is called Alabama Gals. Just one more.